On Thursdays, we read from your emails, and we start today with Robert's interview with the Iraqi ambassador to the U.S., Samir Shakir al-Sumaidi. I praise the ambassador for expressing what is the reality of the situation in Iraq, wrote Ruth Pass of Canton, Connecticut. It would be immoral and self-defeating if we leave this country in the state it currently is in. This war was our own creation, not the innocent Iraqi families that bear the brunt of the violence and chaos.
But Dennis W. Kane of Nevada City, California, had a different take. The absolute narcissism and arrogance exhibited by Samir al-Sumaidi was stunning, he writes. While true that the mess in Iraq began with U.S. irresponsibility, it is also clear that the Iraqi leadership bears a significant part of the responsibility for the current situation. The fact that Mr. Sumaidi doesn't own any responsibility for resolving the sectarian strife is remarkable.
Many of you yelped about Nina Totenberg's advanced story about prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald's appearance on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. She casually revealed the outcome of the Not My Job game he participated in, complained Sam Lappin of Burlington, Kentucky. You wouldn't dare tell the ending of the new Harry Potter book, but you carelessly spoiled this yet-to-be-aired game. Ouch!
We heard praise for our Radio Rookies story by Sarah Martinez. She's a teenager who cares for her autistic brother. I'd like Sarah to know that I think she's a hero, too, says Elizabeth Berry of Bloomington, Indiana. The miracle she's performing is one of strengthening and supporting her family. The sacrifices she makes every day are just as courageous and difficult as a firefighter or police officer.
Linda Worrell of Redding, California, had a keen ear for a couple of costs that we reported this week. Monday, you had a story about a house in California, 38 bedrooms, 36 bathrooms, $160 million. She continues, on Tuesday, a story about a small town in Kansas, flattened by a tornado. Insurance cost $158 million. The cost of one house is more than a small town in Kansas.
Last Friday, I tried to get to the bottom of an Iranian news agency's report that 14 squirrels equipped with espionage systems were apprehended along their border. I spoke with former CIA agent Robert Baer.
I spent 21 years in the CIA, primarily chasing Iranians and Iranian-backed terrorists all over the Middle East.
How many squirrels did you work with at this
How many squirrels? Yeah. I was never put in charge of the squirrels. It was always considered too important.
Well, that brought this response from Lisa Reddy of Geneva, Florida. Don't laugh at spy squirrels. What about Secret Squirrel and Morocco Mole, known spies since the 1960s? They even had their own car, a Porsche, I believe.
We want to hear from you. Send us your thoughts by going to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.
He's a squirrel of many faces. Who's that?
Hug.
Who's that?
Botan.
Who's that?
Oye!
Shh. Secret Squirrel. Shh.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.